This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
We also have Joe Farr here.
Hi.
So we're thrilled to have you here, friend. What's going on? MPS prices are down a little this morning. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, they're down 10 or 15 basis points. They've been bouncing around at that level. Stock market's down a bit itself. If we're not dealing with enough, we're now going to have to deal maybe with a renewed trade war concern. Apparently, the harsh comments by President Trump over the weekend toward China regarding, he criticized China for their handling of the coronavirus and for failing to meet their commitments under the recently signed trade agreement. So he threatened new trade, new tariffs.
Sanctions,
The stock market didn't like that. So it opened lower and it's remained lower. It's recovered a little bit. So it's down 200 points or so right now. Last week was a little less volatile than I expected. I told you that I thought with all that was going on with central banker meetings and the important data that we'd see some volatility, but we really didn't. So it was nice to see prices improve just a little bit over the week. The economic data that came out was generally worse than expected, but really didn't have an impact on the market. Starting with GDP, it was expected to fall, but not at 4.8% annualized. So that was worse than expected. The pending home sales number was much worse than expected. It fell 20% when a 10% drop.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Weakless jobless claims were a little more than expected, but they were lower than the week before, so that's good. And then ISM manufacturing was really the only thing that beat expectations. The central bank, there were no real surprises from the Fed or the ECB. They both basically are pledging to do whatever it takes. During the week on Thursdays, Freddie Mac puts out their weekly mortgage market survey. And in this week's or last week's survey, they reported that the 30-year fixed rate was as low as it's ever been in their survey. So that's a good sign. I'm not so sure that our borrower customers are feeling that, but second market, the yields are pretty low. Looking at the week ahead, Dave, the biggest thing is going to be Friday's jobs report. It is expected to show a loss of 22 million jobs.
Whoa!
The unemployment rate is expected to jump over 16%. That would be the highest since 1939.
Scary
data. Obviously scary data. And ISM services is expected to come out at 2. ISM measures put out a number, and the numbers above 50 mean expansion. The numbers below 50 mean they're measuring a contraction, and the expected number for April is 38, which would show a fairly large contraction. But like last week, and I expect this week as well, these bad numbers are expected. And even if they're worse than expected, that data just hadn't been moving the market. What we'll probably see a little more focus on is states that are beginning to reopen their activities, and the success or failure of their reopening is going to be a big market driver. And so we'll need to pay attention to that.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be interesting. The jobs numbers, can you believe 16%? We're at the lowest.
16%.
We were the lowest unemployment going into this thing in, what is it, four decades? Something like that, three, 4 decades?
It was, yeah.
I think it's four decades. And now we're at the highest since 1939. So how can we recover?
We'll see. What comes out is bad, so.
We'll see. I won't be surprised. I was on list watching the market update with Barry Habib's website. For those of you guys who haven't seen that, go look at the mbshighway.com. They do a morning update, and it's Barry, Dan, and Megan. Sorry, I'm Megan Anderson. She does a great job. And the three of them put out a word, and they were talking about the jobs numbers and what's going on. But also, I recently got a subscription to MBS Live. And folks, I am loving this. This is amazing. What's on MBS Live and all one screen, which you can look at, more data, more screens. And I love screens. I love data. data. And there's so much of it here. And so you got to check out MBS Live if you haven't already done so. Be sure to get subscription on MBS Live and tell them you found out about it from looking here on Looking on Lending. Appreciate it so much. Joe, thank you so much for being here each and every week and have been here faithfully for over 10 years. One of the very original on here with us. So appreciate you so much.
Thanks, Dave.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, LenderOne, as well as Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders Association of America, as well as Indicom Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, and Vidyard. Got the V's in here, the last three V's at the end. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Be sure to tell your friends about this podcast. Share this podcast and look forward to having you back next week. Have a blessed week. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.